From Marketplace, I'm Molly Wood, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Trading is open in the U.S. as we head into Fed Week. We hope to know Thursday whether the Federal Reserve will hike interest rates or not. Quincy Crosby is a market strategist at Prudential Financial. Quincy, it sounds like markets are going to be in sort of a holding pattern before Thursday's decision.
Yeah, probably, you know, with a little bit of volatility pushed in there, but the market is basically believing that the Fed will hold off. Janet Yellen may come out with a, you know, more hawkish statement at the press conference suggesting that rates will rise sometime this year, but they won't pull the trigger this week. There's not enough evidence in terms of the economic data, if that's what you believe that the Fed is holding on to change Janet Yellen's mind. And in terms of financial stability, the Fed may use that as a rationale to hold off.
Do you think that something could change in the next 4 days? A remarkable sign of financial stability that would make a rate hike more likely?
Obviously, if we go into the Fed meeting and the world is calm and, you know, we accept the fact that emerging markets are nervous, maybe they go into the meeting and debate it. And we do expect that there's going to be a debate between the doves and the hawks. But overall, probably nothing much is going to change. And the big question is, does anyone go in there and change his or her mind rather than just looking at the data and that changes?
Quincy Crosby, thanks so much.
Thank you, Molly.
Now for the latest on the EU migrant crisis. The numbers of people fleeing to Europe has even overwhelmed Germany. That country announced it would introduce temporary border controls. And the European Union interior ministers will meet today to discuss plans for a possible quota system for distributing refugees throughout Europe. Here's Andrew Hilton. He's a London-based economist and the director of the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation.
The Eastern members of the European Union have said, well, you know, we don't want to take people. If we do take anyone, we want them to be Catholic. We want them to be easily assimilable. Britain, in particular, is outside the free movement area, the Schengen area. And Britain has an opt-out, as indeed do the Danes have an opt-out. So they have been very resistant to the idea of any kind of quota distribution. It's something that the Germans could possibly impose on the rest of Europe, but it would be very difficult politically for the Germans to use their muscle in that way. So everyone is looking for a compromise, but if there is going to be a compromise, it's going to be a very, very messy one.
That's Andrew Hilton speaking to us from London. In New York, it is Fashion Week, where designers are showing off their finest on the runways. But Fashion Week happens off the runway, too, and there is money to be made there. Marketplace's Sabri Benachour has more.
It is New York Fashion Week.
Merci, mademoiselle. Beautiful.
Thank you.
This, however, is not a runway. It is the sidewalk.
Keep walking. It was all about your natural grace.
That is photographer Camille Lamotti. He's a street-style photographer, which means he looks for stylish people, photographs them, and posts them to his Style in the City blog.
Some have a nice sense of styles, and you can feel that it's real. So I like to take that in pictures.
Blogs like his, and especially Instagram accounts, are based on this idea of finding style in real people. You snap photos of stylish people and post them, or you are a stylish person and you put up your own looks. This has become such a mainstream idea that magazines like People's Style Watch are increasingly focused on it.
It will make every woman who looks at the magazine feel better if she sees herself included in the pages of the magazine.
That's editor-in-chief Lisa Arbetter. The explosion of street style has a lot to do with social media.
Instagram has just, like, it's exploded.
Street style-focused accounts have thousands or even millions of followers, which has not escaped the attention of fashion brands and advertisers.
You can get paid for an Instagram post, depending on how many followers you have, anywhere from $3,000 if you have in the hundreds of thousands to $100,000 if you have in the millions. A picture. One picture.
Now, for photographers like Camel, this is abhorrent. Street style is supposed to be organic, not sponsored by somebody.
Bloggers putting links, brands send them outfit. They put the outfit. Oh, look, my outfit. Buy it. And it's fake.
Cipriani and TK Kwan are bloggers, twin sisters too, and between them, they have 122,000 Instagram followers.
We're very, very picky on who we like align ourselves with or want to promote on our end.
Right.
And fashion has to speak to you. And if it doesn't speak to you, then it comes off false. And that defeats the whole purpose of fashion.
And People's Style Watches Are Better says a little marketing is okay, as long as it's not done in a gross way.
I really think people are used to that. And there's been studies about millennials who they're very savvy about the fact that they're being advertised and marketed to. And they're okay with it as long as the marketing is interesting.
At the end of the day, says Arbetter, street style is such an industry now because it's about something very simple, feeling included. The ability of real people to see other real people and not only see themselves, but see themselves as beautiful. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
And a new IRS crackdown on people trying to mail in checks for $100 million. No, really, it happens. This year, the IRS got 14 of those checks, and the Federal Reserve just can't handle a check with more than 10 digits. So the IRS and the Treasury Department issued a memo saying that if you owe $100 million or more, you have to wire them the money. From the studios at Montclair State University, I'm Molly Wood with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.